Meadow Valley ranchers and their horses fled fire in central Washington this week. They hauled the horses out in convoys of trailers. Now one herd of 15 horses has been evacuated to the Appalachie Ranch outside of Wenatchee. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
Animals know when something's up. 15 horses and ponies pace their stalls. The farm dogs whine. The horses are waiting for their turn to be ridden.
I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline.
Tuli Badishalich helped them get here from Moccasin Lake Ranch near Winthrop. She hauled a large truck and trailer with three of the horses late at night. It was a ranch escape convoy out of the fires.
Definitely shocking. I mean, once we got all the horses loaded up and headed out, we headed down valley, and I mean, it was dark at that point, so you can basically only see the fire, and that's all pretty shocking.
Tuli's mother, Annie, says it was hard to decide to leave, but eventually, around 10 p.m., they thought,
we didn't want to be an encumbrance to the firefighters and law enforcement who are trying to keep everybody safe, and we didn't want to have them worrying about us. And the other, that we wanted to make sure that we wouldn't get trapped in the valley because of the exit routes getting shut down and the prediction of worse weather to come.
They drove more than 2 hours south to Wenatchee. They didn't know if there would be room at this ranch for them, but it was their best shot. They pulled in after midnight, took care of the horses, ate Pringles for dinner, and checked into a hotel. When they woke up, it was back to the Appalachie Ranch. These are the ballet dancers of horses. They're athletes, the kind you see in the Olympics. Some of them herd cattle and others do high jumps. They want to move.
We're going to come up with a plan, but in terms of exercising all the horses, the humans are outnumbered by the horses right now here.
They get to come out eventually, but only about two at a time. First, there's feeding, watering, cleaning stalls.
Everybody else has gone out, and it should be his turn next. But he's going to learn how to be patient, right, Homer?
Still, the small crew of mostly women, like Jasmine Minbashian, feel lucky to have escaped. Lucky that the ranch is still standing. Lucky that their animals and everyone are all safe. Several of these horse tenders lost their homes just last year in the massive Carlton Complex wildfires.
The most important thing is to keep everybody, two-leggeds and four-leggeds, out of harm's way.
Brushing down their horses, Annie and Tuli say they lost their home last year. They've started over with a new home, and now Tuli is worried about something more important.
We have a lot of friends that are working on the crews, and that's the hardest part. I mean, losing houses and all of that is hard, and I've experienced that firsthand, but it's nothing compared to losing friends.
She went to school with Tom Bashevsky, one of the three firefighters killed Wednesday.
So, and a number of my friends are on his crew. They're okay, but they're right there on the front lines, and it's hard not to be with them right now, for sure.
Good medicine for sadness and worry, a hack or a quiet trail ride. Tuli leans her reins into her gray thoroughbred's neck and urges him up into the baked cascades. I'm Anna King, outside of Wenatchee, Washington.